What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Richard with Anchorman, David Baldorado's in for vacationing Paul Rasmussen. Big time vacation month as we begin July, and yesterday, the deadline for the Pennsylvania budget for the fourth straight time, though, it's going to go beyond the extension or the deadline day to extension. Governor Josh Shapiro talking about that. And as David just talked about, in Washington, they're working all night on the big, beautiful budget with CBS Naomi Ruckham.
And despite hours and days of deliberations at this point, there are still no guarantees the bill will pass. The narrow Republican majority in the Senate is holding on for dear life at this hour. As one senator put it, the party is figuring out how to get to the end game. Democrats have vowed to delay a final vote as long as possible, forcing lawmakers to endure another long night in Washington.
No.
The marathon vote on amendments continued overnight as Senate Republicans raced to pass President Donald Trump's massive spending package.
This is Congress's job, and by God, we ought to do it.
The bill includes an extension of the president's 2017 tax cuts, his campaign promise of no tax on tips, a new tax on wind and solar projects that use materials from China, and increased border and defense spending. But lawmakers in both parties have come out against its steep cuts to Medicaid.
This bill is going to ruin people's lives.
Fiscal conservatives have balked at the latest Congressional Budget Office report that predicts the Senate's bill would add up to $3.3 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. On social media, President Trump pushed to get his one big beautiful bill across the finish line by his July 4th deadline, calling the legislation the greatest and most important of its kind in history.
Republicans need to stay tough and unified during the home stretch, and we are counting on them to get the job done.
Overnight, the president also reignited his feud with billionaire Elon Musk after Musk threatened on X that any lawmaker who votes for the massive bill, quote, will lose their primary next year if it's the last thing I do on this earth. President Trump fired back, suggesting his administration should take a good hard look at government subsidies for Musk's space, internet, and electric car companies, adding there's big money to be saved. Even if the bill passes the Senate, it still has to go back to the House for final approval. And House Speaker Mike Johnson has expressed optimism that the legislation will reach President Trump's desk. But he also cautioned the Senate to keep their version of the bill very close to the package the House passed last month.
CBS is Naomi Ruckham. So what's so important about this is the state budgets are counting on figuring out once the final federal budget to factor that in, as we discussed with Senate Minority Leader Jay Costa yesterday on the program, Aaron, as you know.
Yeah, it's been interesting seeing how the city is not competing, but a lot of people are proposing for more money for this, more, you know, to get it included in the budget. And what he said yesterday about adult use cannabis was interesting.
Yeah, that's likely to happen sometime in the future. They've got some things to work out, but it's not going to be a factor in this budget.
Yep.
Which was an anticipated $500 million tax opportunity. So that's not going to happen. David, probably be, I don't know, Pennsylvania overall, sometimes we're slow in the uptake compared to other states. I mean, half the country now has adult use cannabis recreational laws, but it's still illegal at the federal level, which is
right.
It's so strange. It's still considered a, you know, class one drug, right?
Right. And so when you think about it, when you hear people driving to Ohio to buy some there, if you cross state lines, guess what?
Well, yeah, I mean, technically, now I haven't heard of anybody recently being arrested for that kind of thing.
Right.
And I know for the large part, I mean, you can smell it.
Oh, yes.
Places all over the place.
Oh, you can smell it driving through the Fort Pitt Tunnel, which makes you scratch your head.
Right, yeah. So it's probably a matter of time. But from a practical standpoint, for the state counting on taxes, it's not going to happen, certainly in this budget, I think is the bottom line.
So, no, and I think a lot of criticism about the Frankel bill, that it was just too complicated, and rather than doing what, you know, what a lot of people had in mind, right? That bill was calling for it to be sold through state stores,
right,
through that system.
Right. And people were like, no, that's a no-go.
Right, because the drug dealers would still be able to undercut the market, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's the criticism in other states where that has happened, where they say, oh, well, we got all you need, but people are still getting it from, you know, the black market, because it can be significantly cheaper, I hear, places like California. Did you hear about this story about the Disney cruise?
And the father and...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dramatic rescue.
Yes.
Amazing.
CBS's Michael George.
The Disney Dream Cruise Vacation turned into a nightmare after a young girl fell overboard, then her father jumped in after her. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Fort Lauderdale with details on their incredible rescue.
Bless his heart. How did he survive that long?
Video taken aboard a Disney cruise ship shows the heart-stopping moments of a father and daughter rescued at sea. The man jumped in after the girl fell overboard. Witnesses say they had to tread water for up to 20 minutes.
What a dad.
Oh my God, that's a dad that needs to have a hero. He's a hero.
He couldn't get to the life preservers because he was holding on to his daughter.
Laura Amador says the captain slowed the ship and turned it around as a small rescue boat raced out to the pair.
The ship was moving quickly, so quickly. It's crazy how quickly the people became little tiny dots in the sea, and then you lost sight of them.
The incident happened as the Disney Dream returned to South Florida after a four-night voyage to the Bahamas.
Passengers credit crew members for reacting quickly and say they appeared highly trained and prepared for this exact situation.
And everyone was like cheering on the ship, and just the amazing quick response of Disney made a big difference.
In a statement, Disney said, "We commend our crew members for their exceptional skills and prompt actions, which ensured the safe return of both guests to the ship within minutes." It's unclear how the child fell overboard. The ship has plexiglass safety barriers on its decks. Christian Benavides, CBS News, Fort Lauderdale.
Boy, just hearing that story gives me chills. You imagine if your child fell.
No.
No.
But I imagine he didn't think.
No, you just do what you would hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would do,
right,
in that situation. But you got to give the dad a lot of credit.
And love that for him.
The crew knew what they were doing. All right, coming up, our boss gave us a tip. PJ Comanchik, you know the old Dr. Doolittle, talk to the animals.
Yep.
Well, thanks to artificial intelligence, wait till you hear what they have developed for you to do with your... Looking at the radar now, Aaron, there are a couple of showers. One is just crossing through the city south through Pittsburgh to Baldwin, and then to the north, just north of McCandless, Center Township and crossing. And then there is a larger area of rain still out to the west in Ohio that's right now at Dayton. So a couple of showers around this morning. then more showers coming our way. But there is good news for the holiday ahead.
Mentioned
Friday, sunny. Now, while it will be hot at 88, it'll be lower humidity, and it should be dry for the city's fireworks display.
I am beyond ecstatic for that. And, you know, people would have rallied no matter what, but...
Yeah, I mean, we do what we do, right?
Right.
So, PJ, our boss, sent Aaron and I a story at 5:03 this morning. And I don't know where it came to him from, but researchers have developed an AI that translates cat meows into 95% accuracy in real time of what they're trying to communicate to you.
And let's be honest, whether you're a cat person, dog person, or bird person, deer person, we've all wanted, you know, when my dog's looking at me growing up, I've always wondered, what are you thinking?
He's thinking, what's wrong with you people?
I'm sure he is.
So in this case, researchers at the U.S. company called Pattern have developed groundbreaking artificial intelligence that can classify, decipher, and translate cat meows in real time with 95% accuracy. Now, that's the question. The first question is, how can they say that they know that it's 95% accurate?
You know, I will never understand what AI does, how they have it developed the way it does, but it would be interesting. I wish I had it right here to give it a try.
Well, my son clued me into one of those apps called Gemini, part of Google, and showed me how to use it. But you got to be careful because David Balorado was talking about it earlier. What it does in seconds, milliseconds, scans the internet, right?
Right.
And then it compiles this information. I mean, it's remarkable.
And gives you the most accurate.
But it's not always correct.
Mm-mm.
So that's an issue. So here's what this does. AI listens to a cat's meows, analyzes the sound patterns, and instantly translates them into human language. Whether it's, I'm hungry, I want attention, you'll know exactly what your furry friend wants. And in the future, technology will even handle cat dialects.
I mean, they have them. It is true.
What kind of dialects do cats have? And by the way, this isn't science fiction. It is truly artificial intelligence made real. And imagine, that's only the beginning. To your point, next will be dogs.
Oh, yes.
Next you'll be...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be able to talk to your gecko.
We're going to see some strange things out there.
Fish. this came from Scientific American, which is really cool. So... what it doesn't say is if you want this, how much it's going to cost yet.
Yep.
or is this just an app that you'll be able to get and use on your phone? Kind of fascinating, though.
I think it's so cool and weird at the same time, equal parts.
You don't have to send this to Dr. Mike.
Right? Yeah, see what he thinks about it.
Speaking of AI, there's another related story, and you're going to hear about this. Vin Diesel, the actor from the Fast and Furious franchise, has announced he plans to bring back the late Paul Walker's character in the Fast and the Furious finale.
Interesting.
Even Ride or Die fans are like, pump your brakes, dude.
Right now.
Paul Walker died in 2013. Really
devastating.
Up-and-coming star, handsome guy. He actually, ironically, died in a high-speed car accident.
Mm-hmm.
He was not driving. But they say that artificial intelligence will provide them an opportunity to reunite the cast.
Now,
with him in it.
Have you seen, in the movie following his passing, they had his brother play his kid because he didn't get to finish filming the movie. They had his brother play, and they kind of altered his brother's face a hair so that at quick glance, for the brief time that he was on the screen, you're like, oh, this is great. He's in the end. So I'm kind of interested to see how they do this because it kind of sounds like too much right now.
Well, for some fans, you're right. They're pushing back saying, you know, leave Paul alone. But they want Vin's got until April 2027 to figure it out.
What?
That's when the finale is set to be released. So they got time. But I'd be curious to if his family would be cool with that or not. I'm guessing.
Right. I mean, word is he's helped, you know, he's very involved in Paul Walker's daughter's life.
Vin Diesel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I watched those movies, every single one that came out. So when he passed, I mean, just like you said, we're like, this is the way? Very ironic. And then just through Instagram, his daughter shows she's very close with Vin Diesel.
Well, then I wonder if he's, you know,
already has the green light.
Yeah, if he's got the green light from the family, then it's like, okay, rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, we should probably in the future create an artificial intelligence segment.
I mean, there's so much that comes out on a weekly basis.
So you'll be able to talk to your cat. You'll be able to see dead people.
We can ask it questions.
And did you see these apps? These artificial intelligence apps on your phone that can take your old photographs and bring them not only to life, but moving, speaking.
Oh, yes. I've seen them. And those scare me. Of all the AI things that are out there, those I just can't even.
How do you know I'm real? Don't answer that. It's the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to July. I'm Larry Richard. Looking at the radar right now, just isolated showers, couple of crossing at the moment, just south of the city to West Mifflin and in Cranberry area, headed south to McCandless, but it's pushing to the east pretty quick. So that is just wave one. Then there'll be a dry period before the next wave, and there's a substantial amount of rain coming to us that is just west of Columbus right now. So, yeah, we are going to get some more showers again today, but the near term looks good, especially on Friday, for all of the 4th of July celebrations. That said, there will be multiple millions of people taking to the roadways, and we wanted to check in with the spokesperson, press secretary of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, is Marissa Urbanek. Welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So we heard, 76 million people are going to drive at least 50 miles over the holiday weekend. Many of those people will be on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So give us the rundown of what you're anticipating, any updates on the volume and enforcements that will be in place for the weekend.
Absolutely. We're projecting more than 5.8 million motorists that will be traveling on the Pennsylvania Turnpike this system, really during our 10-day period, which started last Friday. This week, our most heavily traveled day is going to be Thursday. We're expecting more than 600,000 folks on the road. And really the best time to hit the road is going to be outside of that 12 to 6 p.m. time period. We will, you know, we really want to keep people moving. So we've lifted all of our construction and maintenance projects. We've suspended them for that 10-day period so we can help travelers really get to where they need to go.
Oh, bravo. That's what I wanted to hear. So for 10 days, you kind of suspend that stuff that obviously you have to do, but slows down traffic in many areas. That's actually really good news. Where are the big construction projects going on in our region?
We have construction projects all along the turnpike, and obviously out west we have the Beaver River project, which has been going on. We also have total reconstruction, a lot of total reconstruction along the system that's really to help repair our 85-year-old roadway. So a lot of projects going on, but they are all suspended for the 10-day period, really just to ensure as many lanes are open for our drivers who choose to use the PA turnpike.
Have you seen, and I would imagine you have, an uptick of people buying easy passes and taking advantage of that, because you get a break, don't you, if you do it that way?
Yeah, Easy Pass is the most cost-effective way to travel the system. You save 50% on tolls, and it's what 85% of our customers use. So 85% of our customers know that that's the most cost-effective way to travel. So they're signing up for Easy Pass to make it as seamless as possible for their travel.
And Marissa, David Balorado, our anchorman and reporter, checked in. David, do you have a question?
Yeah, Marissa, when I spoke to Crispin last week, one of the things they talked about would be that the state police would be looking out, especially for enforcement for things like Paul Miller's Law. Have you heard of any people who have actually been given a warning about this? Because I know there was a lot of fanfare about it heading up to July, but so far there hasn't seemed to be anyone who's saying, hey, I got a citation today because I was on my phone while I was driving.
Yeah, you would have to really talk to the Pennsylvania State Police about the citations they're giving out for that. We do know they had an operation out east to really focus on the distracted driving in light of Paul Miller Law. So I know they're aware of it. They're looking for people who are distracted. So it's really important that customers help us out and really remove the distractions, power down their devices, and be aware of the new law that's in effect.
Anything else on your docket here?
I would just say that, you know, your customers are never alone on the PA Turnpike. If you need anything, any assistance, even if you just want to report something, please call our 24/7 roadside assistance team and the around-the-clock traffic operations center, which is star 11. That's the number people want to call if they have something to report on the PA Turnpike.
Great information, Marissa. Thank you. Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great one.
Marissa Urbanik, who is the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and again, some of the takeaways, that star 11 is a good number to know and remember, because if you have an issue or if you want to report an issue, but having construction suspended for the 10-day period, David, is a big deal, because that stuff can really slow you down, especially if there's heavy traffic.
Right. It opens up more lanes so you can go through.
Yeah. That Beaver, I've been to that where she's talking about that bridge project. That's a major deal there.
Yeah, that seems like that's been going on forever.
I know, but it's not going on right now. So you get a break if you're using the turnpike, but it does pay to get an easy pass. It's really easy to do. I kind of, you know, dragged my feet on it for a while till several years ago. I thought, well, just do it. And as Marissa pointed out, it saves you 50% on tolls.
Right. And one of the things with that, too, is they're moving towards open road tolling. So it's more in effect right now in the eastern part of the state, but they're putting up these gantries. So
right. We
see these fast lanes now, but these will be slightly different. But when you're driving along the turnpike, you'll just be going underneath there. So that's why they really stress that they want you to mount your transponder under your mirror on your car and not put it down in the door or wave it or anything like that. Because, A, it's not going to be registered the same way as it is now through the toll booths, and also they don't want you putting things in your hands. Paul Miller Law.
That's actually a really good point. So take advantage of Easy Pass and take it easy.
From the Goldberg, Persky and White news desk, a man shot at a Homestead gas station, and people with nearby businesses are very concerned about something like this happening in broad daylight.
Yeah, there's always people in my store, so I feel safe. But this is not a safe area anymore. It used to be.
Yeah, that is a big concern. Suddenly, you know, they're getting the sense that this has been an area that's repeatedly had issues that they haven't had in a while.
Right. And we just had that other shooting at another gas station in the city last month as well. The Steelers make a major trade with the Dolphins, acquiring Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick and a fifth-round draft pick.
I think we get another wide receiver. We'll be in business, playoff hopes, maybe even Super Bowl. So let's go Steelers.
That's a fan who's excited about the trade. Some people a little perplexed. We're going to check in with Brian Batko, who's the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, right after the news at 9. This did surprise a lot of people.
And as expected, no budget in Harrisburg yet. While on Capitol Hill, they're playing beat the clock to try and pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill by the 4th of July.
Yeah, he wanted it done by Friday. It may or may not get done by Friday, but it looks like early next week at the latest. And not sure what they're going to have to do to get it done, but it sounds like it's very close. And then that is contingent for a lot of state budgets, including our own. The deadline for the state budget was yesterday, and they've extended for the fourth time in a row. So that's not that unusual.
Right.
But everybody kind of needs to know, what are we working with?
Right, exactly.
To make their final determinations. All right, David, thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.